Radio. Then I'm just, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down. Black or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
President Trump went on Fox and Friends today and freaked out about the various criminal investigations around him during a rambling interview.
Seal. There is the White House, and inside the White House is the President of the United States, Donald Trump.
Why would you be bringing that up, Angela?
He joins us now by phone. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. President.
Well, good morning, and I picked a very, very special day because it's Melania's birthday. So I said, let's do it on Melania's birthday. So happy birthday to Melania.
All right. Hopefully there'll be visits in between, but have you decided on, or do you want to tell us what you got her?
Well, I better not get into that because I may get in trouble. Maybe I didn't get her so much. I'll tell you what, she has done. I got her a beautiful card. You know, I'm very busy
at this
to be
point.
Running out looking for presents, okay? But I got a beautiful card. There's some beautiful flowers.
If you'd been publicly accused of paying hush money to cover up multiple affairs, the very least you could do for your wife would be to get her a gift on her birthday. And yet, after going out of his way to bring up the fact that today is Melania's birthday, Trump admitted he hadn't got her anything.
Oh, it is her birthday, so, you know, there's... a card! I got her a card!
You got your wife a card? Do you know what she puts up with? I think she's earned a shopping spree. I'm gonna say around $130,000 worth.
Honey, I've got a great celebration planned for us today. I'm gonna talk to some TV people while sitting on the toilet. Like, oh, thank you, Donald. My life is a beautiful dream.
And when it comes to Russia, he never colluded.
So the special counsel, and by the way, and intelligence committee and everybody else has found no collusion. There's no collusion with me and the Russians. Nobody's been tougher to Russia than I am. You can ask President Putin about that.
Great argument. I didn't rob that bank. Just ask my getaway driver. But Trump does know one thing. He doesn't know anything.
I'm not involved, and I'm not involved, and I've been told I'm not involved.
The nice man in the mirror told me I never colluded and that I am a very strong and good boy. And then he got kind of handsy.
Of course, Trump left the door open to firing Robert Mueller.
And you look at the corruption at the top of the FBI, it's a disgrace. And our Justice Department, which I try and stay away from, but at some point, I won't.
He kept complaining about NBC and CNN, but explained that he doesn't watch the thing he spends every waking moment complaining about.
I don't have time for two reasons. There's too much, and I don't have time.
That's barely one reason. And when asked to give himself a letter grade, Trump showed his trademark humility.
I would give myself an A+. Nobody has done what I've been able to do, and I did it despite the fact that I have a phony cloud over my head that doesn't exist. I get along with Kanye. I get along with a lot of people, frankly. But Kanye looks, and he sees black unemployment at the lowest it's been in the history of our country.
Have Republicans done a bad job ignoring the black community up until now?
You know, I think it was just a custom. People don't realize, you know, if you go back to the Civil War, it was the Republicans that really did the thing. Lincoln was a Republican.
Republicans did the thing?
That I will not be involved with the Justice Department. I will wait till this is over. It's a total, it's all lies. It's an absolute disgrace. And by the way,
I want to ask you.
But think of it. For their loss of the Electoral College that they should never lose, because the Electoral College is set up 700,000 from a group. Years to approve them. Years. We have judges that you would think that these guys would treat me great. I made them a fortune. So they treat me horribly. They treat me. People say, you're still looking good, Mr. President. You still have much ass to be. There is no collusion with me.
Right.
And I would rather have the popular vote, because it's, to me, it's much easier
It's a totally different set of goals, as opposed to Electoral College.
But we have an Electoral College.
Right.
I got 306, and she got, 223? So, remember, there was no way to break 270. I heard that on CBS and NBC and ABC. They're all fake news. I heard that for so long. CNN.
The
big news out of this interview had to do with Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, whose office and home were raided by the FBI in their investigation of the Stormy Daniels hush payment. Up to this point, Trump has insisted that he had nothing to do with that hush payment that Cohen made to Daniels, as he did during a Q&A with reporters on Air Force One.
Mr. President, did you know about the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels? Then why did Michael Cohen make it if there was no truth or allegation?
Well, you have to ask Michael Cohen. Michael's my attorney, and you'll have to ask Michael.
So that was Trump's public position until today, when he did a total 180 during a truly crazy rant where he was all over the place on Cohen. First, Trump defended Cohen while claiming he didn't know anything about his business.
Michael is in business. He's really a businessman, a fairly big business, as I understand it. I don't know his business, but this doesn't have to do with me. Michael is a businessman. He's got a business. He also practices law. I would say probably the big thing is his business, and they're looking at something having to do with his business. I have nothing to do with his business. I can tell you. He's a good guy.
But isn't his business your attorney, Mr. President?
Well, I have many, just so you understand, I have many attorneys. I have attorneys, sadly, I have so many attorneys you wouldn't even believe it.
You have so many attorneys and not one of them told you to keep your mouth shut? Cohen told a judge he will invoke his Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate himself in the Stormy Daniels case. Now, obviously, pleading the Fifth does not mean you are guilty. It is a constitutional right and an important one. But I bet I know someone who disagrees.
Here's people taking the Fifth Amendment, like you see on the mob, right? You see the mob takes the Fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
When you have your staff taking the Fifth Amendment, I think it's disgraceful. She lies to Congress under oath, and her ringleaders took the Fifth Amendment. In so many ways, it's worse than Watergate.
The guy who set up the server, remember him? And he pleaded the Fifth Amendment. Wait, what are we going to do with this guy? This is like a third world country, folks.
Oh, come on. If this were a third world country, we'd have some insane dictator installing his family in government positions and giving himself military parades. And all right, you might have something there. I also love how you know when Trump's having a breakdown because he can't stop saying business.
North Korea, business.
But here in the interview was the kicker.
Michael would represent me and represent me on some things. He represents me like with this crazy Stormy Daniels deal.
Okay. So at first he said he had nothing to do with the Stormy Daniels case. Now he says Cohen represented him in the Stormy Daniels case. Can you imagine Trump in court? The prosecution wouldn't even need to be there. He can just cross-examine himself.
I don't know Michael Cohen. Objection, Your Honor. I do know Michael Cohen. Objection sustained. Take me away.
He was asked how much of his legal work was handled by Cohen. Now, remember, both Cohen and Trump's lawyers are arguing in court that the documents the FBI seized in their raid are covered under attorney-client privilege, meaning the feds would not be able to look at them. So if you're Trump, you're supposed to be arguing that Cohen is your lawyer and that because he handled most of your legal work, those documents are protected and cannot be looked at by the feds. That's all you have to say. If you're ever asked, he is your most important lawyer.
Mr. President, how much of your legal work was handled by Michael Cohen?
Well, as a percentage of my overall legal work, a tiny, tiny little fraction.
That's probably the same answer he gives when his lawyers ask him if he's paying attention. Donald, do not talk about this case on TV. Do you understand?
I do, but only a tiny, tiny little fraction. Kanye tweeted about me.
Sure enough, immediately after Trump contradicted his own lawyers, prosecutors used Trump's comments in a court filing less than 2 hours later, writing in their brief, President Trump reportedly said on cable television this morning that Cohen performs a tiny, tiny fraction of his legal work. Man, you picture prosecutors digging for evidence. Now all they need is remote control. I bet this morning one of them said, hey, should I print out the brief? And another one said, oh, let's hold off. He's on TV. I bet he's going to say something.
Mr. Well, President, what about Michael Cohen? Are you considering a
thank you very much. Stupid question.
But it's not a stupid question. The question of whether Trump might pardon Cohen is a significant one, because it might determine whether Cohen flips and cooperates with prosecutors in return for a more lenient sentence. But should Trump really be worried Cohen would flip on him? I'm sure if Cohen was loyal to Trump, Trump always respected Cohen, right? Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, Trump didn't always demonstrate respect for his employee. After saying he'd attend Cohen's son's bar mitzvah in 2012, Trump was late and the blessings were delayed. After Trump arrived, he gave a speech telling guests he hadn't planned to come, but he relented after Cohen had repeatedly called him, his secretary, and his children begging him to appear. The guests laughed because everyone knew it was very realistic sounding. So the whole thing worked as a reverse bar mitzvah for Cohen. He went in a man and came out a boy. Also, mazel tov, Robert Mueller, because Cohen is definitely gonna flip. So the president is dealing with multiple criminal probes and keeps changing his story. At this point, anyone who's asking whether Trump is telling the truth is asking a
stupid question.
Today they say sources have said that President Trump, sources. They never say who the source is. They don't have sources. They are very, very dishonest people. You watch Comey, and you watch the way he lies. Comey's a liar and a leaker. We defend our flag, and we honor our flag. And if others honored our flag, they'd be a lot better off, wouldn't they?
Wouldn't they be a lot better off?
Hispanic. Unemployment. Any Hispanics in the room? Hispanic? Nah, not so many. That's okay. And by the way, in all fairness, Kanye West gets it. He gets it. I call them the dumbest immigration laws anywhere on earth. If a person puts their foot over the line, we have to take them into our country. We have to let them go to come back to court in like a year. Only one problem, they don't come back. Okay, that's the end. Welcome to the United States. One of the reasons they do it is because the Democrats actually feel, and they're probably right, that all of these people that are pouring across are going to vote for Democrats. But we have to have borders, and we have to have them fast, and we need security, we need the wall, and if we don't get border security, we'll have no choice. We'll close down the country. These community colleges, they're wonderful, but nobody knows really what a community college is. When I was growing up, we had things called vocational schools, and I'd go to a school, and I'd be sitting next to a guy. I never looked at his papers because he didn't do well.
We were honored. It was a great report. No collusion, which I knew anyway, no coordination, no nothing. It's a witch hunt. That's all it is. There was no collusion with Russia, if you can believe this one. She probably can't believe it. Who can?
President, they're all saying what a great relationship we have. That little piece of dandruff off.
Oh.
It'll be. You have to make it perfect. He is perfect. Emmanuel. Mwah. Is my kiss all right? Totally up to Nick. Merci.
Thank you.
I like him a lot.
Let me give you my face. How's my face?
And it's an honor to call you my friend. Thank you. I love you. Do you love me?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Ah.
So, bonjour.
I answer this all the time. Because of the fact that they have this witch hunt going on with people in the Justice Department that shouldn't be there, they have a witch hunt against the President of the United States going on. I've taken the position, and I don't have to take this position, and maybe I'll change, that I will not be involved with the Justice Department. I will wait till this is over. It's a total, it's all lies, and it's a horrible thing that's going on, a horrible thing that you have accomplished with all this going on more than any president in the first year in our history. Everybody, even the enemies and the haters admit that. I have accomplished more than any president in the first year by far. You look at regulations and the big tax cuts, and Judge Gorsuch, so many things, and many...
Comey is a liar, Mueller is corrupt, Crooked Hillary deletes emails, and I'll take a large personal pan meat lover's pizza and an order of garlic knots with crazy sauce. Wait, who am I talking to? I forgot.
Trump rambled on for so long about so many random topics that at one point, the Fox and Friends hosts said they were the ones who were running out of time.
Nobody's been tougher to Russia than I am. You can ask President Putin about that. They break down doors for Paul Manafort. Early in the morning, his wife is in bed. I have known Kanye a little bit. Shania, who I think is terrific, I would give myself an A+. Okay. Even the enemies and the haters admit that. We have accomplished more than any president. I watched Leakin' Lion Comey last night. People say, you're still looking good, Mr. President. How do you do it? CNN, fake news CNN, actually gave the questions.
Yeah, but don't worry about them.
I want to ask you...
But think of it. How bad is that? So anyway, so Comey leaked. When I came into office, people thought we were going into nuclear war, okay? And now they're saying, wow, looks like that's going to be taken care of.
Mr. President,
we're doing very well. Let's see what happens.
Okay, we're running out of time.
Can you imagine, by the way, if you gave me the questions to a debate? They would have you out of business, and they'd have me, you better get out of this campaign with that. They don't even bring it up. I mean, CNN, fake news CNN, actually gave the questions.
Yeah, but don't worry about them.
Let's talk about, Mr. President. You know, it's very, the economy is so strong, it's an absolute disgrace. And by the way, people say, you're still looking good, Mr. President. How do you do it? And I've been told I'm not involved.
Mr. President, I've been told I'm not involved
in our history, and everybody, even the enemies and the haters admit that. We have accomplished more. Their loss of the Electoral College that they should never lose because the Electoral College is set up. I would rather have the popular vote because it's, to me, it's much easier
it's a,
to
yeah,
win
it's a totally different
vote.
Set of goals as opposed to Electoral College.
But we have an Electoral College. I got 306, and she got, 223. So remember, there was no way to break 270. I heard that on CBS and NBC and ABC, they're all fake news. I heard that for so long at CNN. But our Justice Department, which I try and stay away from, but at some point I won't. Our Justice Department should be looking at that kind of stuff, not the nonsense of collusion with Russia. There is no collusion with me and Russia. And everyone knows it.
Everyone, we talk to you all day, but it looks like you have a million things to do. But I hope you could join us again. Mr. President.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Good luck.
We'd love to talk. But I know you're busy, man. He got the president off the phone like an annoying relative. Well, okay. Yeah, Well, listen, I'm gonna let you go. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, we got a dinner. They're calling me. Dinner's getting cold. Yeah, talk soon. Happy Thanksgiving, Grandpa. No. They're not all thieves. Remember, Nana found her ring, okay? All right. Bye-bye.
I think he was awake, and he had a lot to say.
What a rave review. He was conscious, and boy, making sound with the old face hole. But in their defense, the Fox and Friends had to rush the leader of the free world off the phone to get to their actual next news segment, Buck's famous scrambled eggs. The secret ingredient is changing the subject.
No, I actually have the whole day free. After all, it's Melania's birthday.
Today seems like a real crystallization of what we have come to expect from the Trump presidency, although it just does, it seems like every day it's a little bit more. You know, you have Mike Pompeo confirmed by the Senate.
Yep.
This is a very hawkish Secretary of State now. You have Ronny Jackson, Dr. Ronny Jackson, stepping away from his VA nomination. You have Scott Pruitt basically having to defend himself against basically these, you know, calls that he has been a complete violator of ethics.
10 different investigations.
How do you Do you think it's just too much for people to process?
I think it is hard to process. I mean, it really is. And there's a, you know, there's a, there's a moment, there's a Simpsons moment I keep coming back to where the doctor tells Montgomery Burns that he's being kept alive because all these different diseases are fighting each other. Yeah. And it's like, there's a little bit of that with, like, Trump scandals.
Trump also talked about the latest developments in the Russia probe. Now, you remember when we found out that a Russian lawyer met with top Trump campaign advisors Paul Manafort, Jared Kushner, and Donald Trump Jr., a.k.a. the cast from Mission Indictable. Well, there's some big news about the lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya. On Friday, after months of denials she worked for the Russian government, she admitted, "I'm a lawyer and an informant," which I believe is also what it says on Michael Cohen's business card. This is huge. Donald Trump Jr. was meeting with an informant for the Russian government about Russia releasing dirt on Hillary Clinton in order to help Trump get elected. That is the simplest possible definition of collusion you could come up with. That is it. That is a one-page thriller novel entitled, Did They Do It? Page one. Yeah, they did it. But President colludes a lot has a simple explanation.
Have you heard about the lawyer? For a year, a woman lawyer, she was like, oh, I know nothing, no. Now, all of a sudden, she supposedly is involved with government. You know why? If she did that, because Putin and the group said, you know, this Trump is killing us. Why don't you say that you're involved with government so that we can go and make their life in the United States even more chaotic?
Yes. She was never taking orders from Putin, and she's only saying she took orders from Putin under orders from Putin. And Putin must be making up that she's a Russian government attorney, because the only other way anybody would possibly believe that she was a Russian government attorney is if they read Donald Trump's email setting up the meeting with the Russian government attorney. Foiled.
Someone's got it in for me. They're planting stories in the press. Whoever it is, I wish they cut it out quick. But when they will, I can only guess.
Speaking of chaos, many people credit Chief of Staff John Kelly with the recent lack of chaos at the White House. But that might be changing because this afternoon, NBC News reported that Kelly has referred to Trump as an idiot multiple times.
Reportedly, Kelly portrays himself to Trump administration aides as the lone bulwark against catastrophe and strongly implies, if I weren't here, we would have entered World War III or the president would have been impeached. Is that an either or? Because I could live with one of those. And women in particular, feel rattled by Kelly's comments. It was reported that Kelly has told aides multiple times that women are more emotional than men, including at least once in front of the president. Women are more emotional than men? Have you met the president? And women have a range of emotions. Trump has two, anger and, you remind me of my daughter.
Trump is so broke. He had to borrow money from the Russians, and now he's compromised and not susceptible to blackmail and possibly responsible for the collapse of the Republic. Yay! There's a ton of news right now. A lot is going on, and we have all these 24-hour news networks. And we could be covering everything. But instead, we're covering, like, three topics. Every hour, it's Trump, Russia, Hillary, and a panel of four people that remind you why you don't go home for Thanksgiving. Milk comes from nuts now, all because of the gays. You guys are obsessed with Trump. Did you used to date him? Because you pretend like you hate him, but I think you love him. I think what no one in this room wants to admit is that Trump has helped all of you. He couldn't sell steaks or vodka or water or college or ties or Eric, but he has helped you. He's helped you sell your papers and your books and your TV. You helped create this monster, and now you're profiting off of him.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
When you're running for president, I think you have an obligation to be healthy. I just don't think you can do the work if you're not healthy. I don't think you can represent the country properly if you're not a healthy person.
On December 2015, President Trump tweeted that, quote, as a presidential candidate, I have instructed my longtime doctor to issue within 2 weeks a full medical report. It will show perfection. Anyway, later that month, Trump's campaign released a statement from his doctor, Harold Bornstein, that concluded, quote, if elected, Mr. Trump, I can state unequivocally, will be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency. But in a recent interview with NBC News, Dr. Bornstein revealed that Trump actually wrote that letter himself.
That letter that showed up in the Times about his health, he wrote himself. You know that.
Yeah.
He wrote it himself. And me, from where I come from, the end of it was just black humor. It wasn't meant to be a serious comment.
Well, the exaggerated tone continued into Trump's presidency when Ronnie Jackson, the White House doctor at the time, couldn't stop praising his health. That's Trump's health.
The president's overall health is excellent. His cardiac health is excellent. He has incredibly good genes, and it's just the way God made him. Hands down, there's no question that he is in the excellent range. The president's health is excellent because his overall health is excellent.
I don't know about you, but I always go to the doctor, and, you know, you got to lose a little.
I'm afraid of my doctor.
Lose a few pounds. You got to do some more exercise. I want one of these doctors. They could start a new practice of affirmation. You go to the doctor, and he tells you that you're doing extremely well. But I have to say, I'm less watching this and watching these clips. I'm less worried about Trump than his doctors. They're the ones who.
Think of all the doctors that are presented on television, like, you know, in these ads. They're always clean shaven. They look very upright in person. Then this character. He looks more like a guy who writes novels down by the wharf somewhere. He doesn't seem like a medical doctor. Anyway, according to CBS News, Dr. Bornstein declined an interview with one of their producers and then signed off, sweetheart, this is Watergate. Goodbye.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.